We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Crimson Tide Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College.
He'll make the grab! He's going in! Touchdown!
Live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa, this is Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show, presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Hey Coach is also brought to you by Ford. For great offers on F-150, see your local Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of the Crimson Tide. Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Coca-Cola, share a Coke. Chick-fil-A, the Chick-fil-A restaurants in Alabama are proud partners of the Crimson Tide. Toyota, visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. And by Bud Light. This football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Six. Now, this is Hey Coach. Here is your host, the voice of the Tide, Eli Gold.
Hi, everybody. Good evening, and welcome to Tuscaloosa. Boy, it's starting to feel like football weather out, isn't it? Nicely. 62 degrees right now. Supposed to head down a good bit farther, and it is football season, as well we know, with Alabama off to an undefeated start, getting set to host the Tennessee Volunteers this weekend. We'll talk all about it with Coach Nick Saban. He'll be with us in about a half hour from right now. We're going to open the show here in just a few moments with two of the assistant basketball coaches here at the university. Tiffany Coppedge is with us from the women's team, and Antoine Petway with us from the men's team. We'll be talking a little hoops and the Tide tip-off coming up tomorrow. It's presented by the Soup Store, all of that. Plus, Charlie Potter, our special media guest tonight. He is here from Bama Online. If you'd like to join the conversation, chances are you know the phone number. It's the same one we've had now for decades and decades. It's toll-free, 877-202-BAMA. That's 877-202-BAMA. That's the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. If you'd like to be on board, feel free to call up and join the conversation. Of course, with everything that's going on the campus right now, the best way for you to stay up to date with the latest on the Crimson Tide is by tuning into Tide TV this week. It's presented by Renaissance Bank. Check your local listings for the airtimes in your area. And don't forget that Tide TV this week is also available online and on demand at RollTide.com. Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show, presented by Alpha Insurance, coming to you live tonight from Baumhauer's Victory Grill here in Tuscaloosa, the official watch party location of the Crimson Tide. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, legendary fun, legendary food. When we come back, we're going to dribble right over to the hard court and get set to talk women's and hoops and women's and men's basketball. That's coming up, and then the coach joins us, Coach Nick Saban, at the top of the hour. All of that next on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Fall for a new look, now at My Eye Doctor. It's the perfect time to change up your style and enjoy big savings on designer glasses, like $145 for a complete pair of Calvin Klein's, Valentino's, and more. Schedule an appointment today. We accept all insurances. Eye care and eyewear are better together at My Eye Doctor, Doctors of Optometry. MyEYEDR.com.
Best tailgate? It's gotta be burgers.
And an ice cold Coke.
Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
It sucks.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No, seven layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
It's tailgate 101.
The Walk of Champions, Denny Chimes, the Million Dollar Band. At Alabama, traditions run deep. Ford has a tradition too, building rugged, dependable trucks, including Ranger, with Ford Co-Pilot 360 technology. Available driver assist features that give you the confidence to navigate crowded roads. You know, like Tuscaloosa on game day. See your local Ford dealer, proud sponsor of Alabama football. Driver assist features are supplemental. Do not replace the driver's attention, judgment, and the need to control the vehicle.
Everwood Treatment Company is wood treated right. Everwood is the most technologically advanced pressure treated wood available. That means no rotting, no decay, no problems. Just wood treated right. Everwood is your treated wood source and the official pressure treated lumber of the Alabama Crimson Tide. If you're looking to add or replace decks, outdoor structures, or commercial jobs, choose Everwood for wood treated right. If you need it, we'll get it to you. To locate your local Everwood store, visit everwoodtreatment.com. Everwood Treatment, official lumber of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Discover something amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science. Explore a cave, crawl inside a beaver lodge, marvel at live animals, including saltwater fish, turtles, snakes, jellyfish, alligators, and more. Experience nature close up through interactive exhibits and hands-on activities. Discover why life is amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science in downtown Decatur, Alabama. For more information, visit cookmuseum.org.
Welcome back, everybody, as Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show continues from Baumhauer's Victory Grill here in Tuscaloosa. And our first guests of the evening join us tonight, courtesy of Everwood Treatment Company. Everwood, the official treated lumber of Alabama Athletics. Everwood, wood treated right. Antoine Petway and Tiffany Coppedge, assistant coaches for the men's and women's basketball teams. Good to see you guys. How are you?
Thank you for having us. I'm good.
It's a pleasure. Pet, how you doing, man?
Doing great. Glad to be here.
I bet. How's it working for a new head coach, a new boss now? What's I'm not asking you to point any fingers, but just the act of transitioning from one coach to another. How's it been?
Man, it's been great. Just getting a chance to learn a lot from Coach Oates, man, and he's a great, great guy. The whole staff is just been really open and welcoming to me and the rest of the people that are there and the rest of the players. So he's been awesome, man. I'm talking about a great guy. Like he's phenomenal on and off the court.
Well, that's wonderful. And Tiff, you get Jordan Lewis back. You know, last year was like General Hospital, as you know. It was unbelievable. Even the year prior, there were so many injuries. Christy Curry, yourself, you guys deserve a season with healthy players.
Man, we're every day going like this. Every day. It's good to have everybody right now and just hoping we can stay that way.
How is Jordan looking after coming back off the injury? Is she looking good?
Oh, she looks awesome.
I bet.
She looks awesome. Like I said, it's refreshing to have your point guard back, your starting point guard. She just brings so much experience and energy to the team, something that we were really missing for a while, and it's good to have her back.
How was the trip to Canada? Obviously successful as far as the scoreboard was concerned. How much did the ladies learn? How important were those three games, and in bonding and getting everybody used to working with one another?
It was really, really good just from a basketball standpoint. Even though we've got a lot of people back, we're still young. Mm-hmm. And it gave us the opportunity to just see everybody together. Like you said, we had a lot of injuries last year. And because of that, it's been a while since we've seen our entire crew. So to see them get to get on the court and put some things together was really awesome. And then the time off the court and just team bonding is invaluable. So I think they learned a lot from each other, and it was really good for us.
Of course, you talk injuries. I hated to see Juwan Gary go down before the season even began. It's a silly question. How's that going to impact the team? You're clearly not better when you lose a guy of that talent. How is he handling it, having to sit out now? It's got to be tough for an athlete.
Yes, he's been great. When the injury happened, calling his parents and everything, letting them know what happened. His parents has been great. They came down and went to surgery with him as we stayed a couple nights in Tuscaloosa. And we just each had talks with Juwan because he was just starting to really get going. It takes that little transition period coming from high school to college, and he was just reaching that level where we thought he was going to be really able to help us this year. So he's been great, though. He's been showing up for rehab on time and doing what needs to be done to get healthy for next season. So he's approached it with a great attitude.
You know, I was talking with Tiffany about the nice trip to Canada. You guys made a nice trip, but it wasn't quite as much fun, I don't think. That deal with Silicaga, the boot camp, that's a new approach, huh?
Hey, and look, Coach Oates did every workout with the guys, too, and I was like, Coach, can we just take one of them off? He was not having it, though, man. So, now it was fun. It was a great bonding trip. The guys got a chance to really sit down and get to know everybody, and we got to know them a little bit better. And it was just great to have those, well, I think, 48 hours just us, no phones, no television, just us hanging out with our team and just getting to know each other on a personal level.
Yeah. You know, when we had the coach on with us a few weeks ago, we were talking, and as you remember, because I was calling the games when you were playing, and all the 40 minutes of hell you used to see from Arkansas, from Nolan Richardson. And Coach Oates said, we're not going to be quite like that, but up-tempo, certainly. Yes. Has it been easy or not so easy for the guys to transition into that?
Oh, yeah, well, it's a fun style to play.
Yeah.
So, it's been hard. The practices have been really hard and demanding. And, Coach Oates has a demanding coaching style, but our guys have been receptive to it. And it's a fun style to play once you get in shape and you play it the right way. It's really, really fun to be a part of. So, that's the carryout for them, that if they do what they're supposed to do, get in shape and play the right way, we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to win a lot of games. So they've been very receptive to it.
That's Antoine Pettway. Tiffany Coppedge also with us, assistant coach for the women's team. You lose Shaq Wade. Now she's out in Switzerland and playing pro ball. I'm thrilled for her. How do you pick up the slack when you lose number 23?
Well, it's going to be hard to fill it, but luckily we've got a lot of people that are willing to put in a little bit extra. So we've got a couple of newcomers, and we get a couple of people that you guys will remember from the sidelines in Amber Richardson and Shelby Gibson.
Yes.
So adding them back, and then newcomers, Brittany Davis and Ari Grizzle, and then Destiny Rice, I think we're really excited about what they've been able to kind of bring to the bill as well.
Shelby, of course, folks remember her from Ole Miss. She was the impressive 6'3 center they had over there in Oxford. I could tell watching her last year on the bench, it was just eating at her to get out there. How has she been looking?
She's good. I'm telling you what, if you don't put a hand up, you're going to be in trouble. That's one thing that she can really do. She can stroke it, and she brings so much energy and so much leadership to our team. It's been a really, really nice addition.
Deja Benjamin, she too had injuries at the end of last year or during the season. How's she doing?
She's doing good. She's excited to be back.
I think
as a freshman, when you have to sit out from an injury like that,
yeah,
it really changes how you see things. And she's been working really hard and really excited to be back on the court and is not taking it for granted. So
we're going to continue and chat more about hoops here in just a moment. But a quick reminder, folks, that Sports Collectibles is your source for authentic Crimson Tide memorabilia and collectibles, offering autographed items, framed jerseys, and other great gift ideas. All signed items, as you know, come with a certificate of authenticity and a 100% money-back guarantee. Just look for Sports Collectibles at Bryant-Denny Stadium this season, or shop online at sportscollectibles.com. We continue with more from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. We're talking hoops until the top of the hour. Then Nick Saban joins us here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yep, he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
Warm fleece on a cold day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, Coach, and the Nick Saban Show live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Hey, the Performance of the Week is an award that's presented each and every week by our friends at Cooper Tire. Visit CooperTire.com to find your local Cooper Tire dealer. Tonight's honoree is Alabama football standout Jaylen Waddle. He was named the SEC Special Teams Player of the Week for his outstanding play against Texas A&M last Saturday. Of course, he's from Houston, Texas, just about 90 minutes from College Station. He had 128 yards on four punt returns. If you don't have your calculator handy, that's about 32 yards per return, including a 43-yard run back. And Jaylen now leads the nation in punt return average at 22.3. That's 267 return yards on 12 returns through six games. So congratulations to Jaylen Waddle, our Cooper Tire Performer of the Week. Visit CooperTire.com to find your local dealer. Count on Cooper, an American company since 1914. Normally, our first call of the week comes to you during the Nick Saban portion of the show. But tonight's first question is being brought to you by Alabama 811. Always contact 811 before you dig to know what's below. Call 811 or visit al811.com. A question to talk little hoops, but it's still the same guy. Pee-wee's joining us from Grand Bay. Hello, Pee-wee. Welcome in. You're on with Antoine and Tiffany.
Well, hello, Coach Antoine, Coach Tiffany. How are y'all?
Great. How you doing, Pee-wee?
I'm doing good, sir. Coach Petway, I had a question. You know, over the past couple of years, our consistency from the three-point line has not been where we would like it to be, therefore allowing some teams to kind of back it down into the middle to deny the ball. I was just wondering how the new three-point line is going to affect the three-point shot in college ball, and how are we looking as far as consistency from the three-point line where we could force some defenses to come out to give us a little bit of an alley to get the ball inside.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Pee-wee. Our three-point shooting in the last couple of years have been inconsistent. I think a lot of that has to do with I think it's going to be better this year, and a lot has to do with recruiting and you know, we recruited some guys that can really, really shoot the ball. Kyle Lewis can really, really make shots. Of course, John Petty is a really good shooter. We got a couple of freshmen that came in and that can really, really shoot, and Jaden Shackelford and Jalen Forbes, and then Beto Bolden, and if he's able to get eligible, Javon Quinlan. So, but to answer your question about the three-point line, it's a little farther out, but guys have had it down for a while now, and it's all about getting in the gym and getting reps. So I don't anticipate three-point percentages dropping that drastically this year. As long as our guys are getting in, continuing to get in and keep working hard and getting shots up on their own during practice. But I think you will see a definitely increase in our three-point shooting percentage this season.
Pee-wee, thanks for your call. Tiff, how about for the ladies? Who's the hot shot from outside?
Oh, I'm proud to say we've actually got quite a few of them.
There you go.
So Jasmine Walker, like I said, Shelby Gibson can really knock it down. Brittany Davis, so watch out for her. She hasn't seen a shot she doesn't like, and that's a really good thing because it goes in. So
we're going to come back. We've got a few more moments to chat basketball tonight, and we'll talk more about tomorrow night's Tide tip-off presented by the Soup Store. That follows these messages on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Here's a real tweet from a real Chick-fil-A guest. George writes,
"Who knew grilled chicken nuggets could taste this good? Well done, Chick-fil-A. Wow."
George, you're making us blush. What can we say? Maybe it's the lemon herb marinade or that backyard flavor we try so hard to get just right.
It's like me grilling at home. It tastes very similar to that, except the seasoning. I probably can't season it as well as Chick-fil-A does.
Thanks, George. You're too kind. Try some grilled nuggets yourself at your local Chick-fil-A. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonial.
At Window World of Alabama, their motto is the same as it was when they began in 1995. Provide superior products installed by professional craftsmen at guaranteed low prices. It's no wonder that Window World has grown to become America's largest window replacement company. They take pride not only in the quality of their products, but in the service and care they give you from the start of a job to its completion and beyond. Call Window World of Alabama for your free in-home estimate at 205-916-2189 or visit windowworldalabama.com. Window World, simply the best for less.
So, any homeowners in the audience? Yeah? Okay, all right, get this. The other day, my wife and I went shopping for a new home. You know, a place for the kids to, I don't know, grow up. And we didn't even bother to get pre-qualified.
If you shop for a home without getting pre-qualified, people might just assume it's a big joke. Fortunately, Trustmark can get you pre-qualified for just the right amount and help you close on your dream home when you find it. Connect with a loan officer at trustmark.com/mortgage. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. A pre-qualification is not a commitment to lend.
Shop incredible fall savings at Royal Furniture, now open in Tuscaloosa. Take 20% off all signature design by Ashley, plus 18 months interest-free with no minimum purchase. Or save an extra 5% off Ashley when you finance on a Royal account. And only Royal gives you a mattress set or nightstand free with any queen bedroom over $9.99. Royal has it in stock, ready for immediate delivery. Buy today and have it to your door in less than a week. Visit us at 635 Skyland Boulevard to enter to win tickets to a Bama football game. Only at Royal Furniture.
Hey, I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and I watch college football like it's my job.
It is your job.
I know, but sometimes I like to get out of the booth and chill. Here, have a Coors Light.
Thanks.
So, where was I?
You're on my couch. In my spot.
Oh, is this your spot? It's a nice spot. Great view.
Grab some Coors Light for every game day. Official partner of the Crimson Tide Sports Network. 2019 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Hey, Coach, and the Nick Saban Show, presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Hey, folks, a quick reminder, another great way to keep up with everything Alabama is with the new Roll Tide mobile app presented by Bancorp South. It's available at the App Store and Google Play. Just download the Roll Tide mobile app now. Again, it is absolutely free. Visiting with Antoine Petway and Tiffany Coppedge, assistant basketball coaches for the men and women's team. Tiff, tomorrow, the Tide tip-off presented by the Soup Store over at Coleman Coliseum. It starts at 7 o'clock. What will we be seeing from the ladies? What's Christy going to do to show off the group tomorrow?
Well, first off, I'm hearing you're going to see some dance moves. That should be pretty good.
So really?
You can judge them on that, but also some shooting, some hot three-point shooting. So.
And how about from the guys?
Same dance moves, and then I think we got a three-point competition and a dunk contest. Really? I declined to get in the dunk contest this year, so I'm going to
Hey, man, you've got your spot cemented in Alabama history. I mean, that layup off underneath the basket.
No, lucky shot.
Your lucky shot, nothing. You're cemented in the annals of Bama basketball, so you don't have to do anything else. Hey, before we go, and I know you wanted to say hello to a guy who used to call basketball of your games when you were in high school.
Yes, Chris Stewart, man. We love you and Roll Tide, and we can't wait to get you back on the sideline. Two of the guys, Kyra and Herd and Coach Oates, were able to go by and see him yesterday on their way to SEC Media Day. So we're praying for you, Chris, man. We love you. You're definitely a big part of everything we do. So we can't wait to have you back.
Amen to that. And Tiff, it's great to see you. Tell Christy all the best, and we'll see you guys when we tip it off here in just a few short weeks.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Good to see both of you. Tiffany Coppedge, Antoine Petway, assistant coaches for the women's and men's basketball team. And remember, folks, Tide tip-off presented by the Soup Store tomorrow at 7 o'clock over at Coleman Coliseum. It's going to be a great time. We've got more coming up on Hey Coach, then Nick Saban at the top of the hour here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
You know the sound of performance. And you definitely know the name of performance. Toyota Camry, Corolla, and RAV4. A lineup that remains unrivaled. Toyota, let's go places. Get 0.9% APR for 48 months on a new 2019 Toyota RAV4. Offer valid through November 4th, 2019. Zero down for well-qualified buyers with approved credit and financing through Southeast Toyota Finance. $21.25 monthly payment for every $1,000 financed. Excludes tax, tag, registration, title, and dealer fee. See dealer for details.
Off-season for Bama fans? Yeah, right. We show our team spirit year-round. Now with a University of Alabama Visa check card from Regions, you can roll tide wherever you go. And with Regions' Next Step tips and tools, you and your Visa check card can go further. Regions is the official bank of the SEC, and we know greatness is in the grind. To learn more, visit Regions.com/GoBama. Regions, member FDIC. Terms, conditions, and fees may apply.
Hey, do any of you Bama fans work with commercial trucks? What do you do to keep them rolling? Well, I'd get Snyder Fleet Solutions on the job. Snyder provides tire and mechanical service for some of the biggest fleets in the country from 80 locations, including five right here in Alabama. If you haven't seen what Snyder can do, it's time. Whether you've got one truck or 200, check them out at SnyderFleet.com.
Your next haircut now has a shortcut. Introducing the Sport Clips Haircuts app. That's right, now the cut you want is just a tap away. Just download the app, check in at your neighborhood Sport Clips, and choose your Guy Smart stylist, and you're done. We'll text you when your stylist is almost ready. Then head to Sport Clips for a championship haircut experience. It's home field advantage for your hair. No appointment needed. Just download the Sport Clips app and check in. And don't forget a beard trim. Sport Clips. You choose the cut, we cut the weight.
You'll have the first question. Welcome back, everybody. Hey, Coach, and the Nick Saban Show, presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Make your next tailgate legendary. It's a great way to enjoy ball game if you can't get to the stadium. Bob Baumhauer's legendary sauces and their convenient party-ready trays. Visit Baumhauer's.com/tailgate for more information. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, legendary fun, legendary food. Our special media guest tonight, Charlie Potter from Bama Online. He's been covering the Crimson Tide since 2014. He was a graduate of the University of Alabama. Good to see you, sir. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to be here.
Good to have you on the show. This is going to be, it's always a special week, regardless of the record. That's for me. I can't speak for you, but regardless of the record, Alabama-Tennessee week, it's always special.
It is, it is. I know it's important to a lot of people in this state. You know, my family, being from the state, my sister's actually a Tennessee fan. So
is she really? And how old was she when she was dropped on her head? No, I'm just kidding, just kidding.
Well, she was born in Johnson City, Tennessee, she claims that. And we give her a bunch of jokes about that, but it's all in good fun. But, yeah, I know that this week is really important to a lot of people, and you can tell that just in talking to the players and the coaches this week. They feel the same way.
Before we go any farther, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network. Hey Coach has been brought to you by Sports Clips Haircuts. Download the app today and check in online. Sports Clips, it's good to be a guy. Coach Nick Saban joins us next on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Win-loss records notwithstanding, there are certain SEC football games that over the years have just taken on a life of their own. For the Alabama Crimson Tide and the Tennessee Volunteers, their annual meeting, dating back to the 1901 season, is a rivalry weekend that is always circled on the calendars. This year, the schedule has Alabama, the number one team in America, playing host to the Vols at Bryant-Denny Stadium. The third Saturday in October takes center stage on tonight's October 17th edition of the Nick Saban Show.
Here we go!
Live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa, this is the Nick Saban Show, presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Now, with head coach Nick Saban, here is your host, Eli Gold.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Baumhauer's Victory Grill here in Tuscaloosa. The Nick Saban Show, prior to Saturday evening's meeting with the Tennessee Volunteers. Kickoff will be at 10 minutes after 8 at Bryant-Denny Stadium under the brand new lights that have been installed. We'll be talking about that, I'm sure, on the broadcast. But we're joined here this evening, as the coach is making his way to the restaurant right now, by a gentleman, Charlie Potter, from Bama Online. That's part of that 24/7 sports network. Been with them since 2014. He also spent time as an assistant sports editor for the Crimson White. Charlie, good to have you alongside. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. It's good to be here.
Differences between being part of a public online venture and Crimson White, the same approach, or are things totally different?
It's a little different, especially with the website being called, you know, 24/7 sports. That's taken literally. You know, fans are always wanting to know any and everything they can. And you know, the CW, though, that's a great place to start. Anybody that's a student here and looking to get into this field, that was a great venue. But yeah, 24/7 sports and BOL, they've been great to me.
For folks who don't read on a regular basis Bama Online, how much is posted that's brand spanking new on a given game weekend?
On the weekend, just for me alone, there will be some games where I'll get to about 10 stories.
Really?
Just trying to pump out as much as possible. You know, you do observations before the game, a halftime update, a recap as soon as the game's over, and then news, notes, quotes, and everything afterwards. But it's busy, and it's not just me. We have a lot of guys that have been covering this team for a long time, guys like Travis Ryer and,
sure,
and Kurt McNair, names I'm sure fans are familiar with, and they do a great job. So just a bevy of information on Saturdays, for sure.
You know, in my line of work here, you call things as you see them. It's instant. You're working without a net. There's no backspace key. As it happens, you describe it. Do you write continually during the game so you don't have to sit down and download your brain onto the screen or onto the paper and do your post-game story? Are you constantly writing as the game goes?
Yeah, I try to do just as soon as the game's over, maybe, you know, within 2 or 3 minutes, just a story basically chronologically of how the game happened. Like, here's what happened in case you didn't get to watch it. Here's what you missed.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can just, you know, take some storylines after the game and then, you know, pinpoint those, highlight those with quotes, and really dive a little bit deeper into that.
As you can tell from the crowd reaction, Coach Nick Saban making his way into Baumhauer's Victory Grill, joining us here in Tuscaloosa for our regular Thursday evening get together. If you'd like to be part of the show, the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline is open to you right now. It's toll free at 877-202-BAMA, 877-202-BAMA. Coach, good to see you. How you doing, sir?
Doing great. How about yourself?
I am well, thank you. Hey, before we start talking football, I am told that there's a young lady who had something on her Twitter feed today, a young lady by the name of Kristen, who was telling us that she is pregnant.
Isn't that wonderful?
Congratulations. Yeah, congratulations.
Wonderful. We're so happy for her and Adam, and obviously Terry and I are very pleased. And,
yeah,
you know, it's exciting, and you just pray that everything works out, you know, and everybody's healthy and it works out great.
What was your reaction? When did you find out initially? When did she call you or whatever? What was your reaction?
This has been a secret for several weeks. And I actually messed up because I actually told one of the recruits' mothers.
Really?
Who said, I met Kristen and she's this and that and all this wonderful stuff. And then I say, yeah, but she's pregnant. And then Kristen gets mad at me for saying anything. So
sure.
I let the cat out of the bag a couple times I wasn't supposed to. But we've known for several weeks now, but you just pray that everything works out great.
Exactly. So we're thrilled for the entire family. That's wonderful. You know Charlie Potter. He's alongside, and he's going to be our special media guest tonight. Charlie, it's all yours, sir.
Yeah, just piggybacking off of that, how have you seen just – yourself changed since being a grandfather? I know you're a grandfather of one, about to be a grandfather of two. Have you changed over the course of that time?
Well, you know, I always tell the story that they always used to make me the bad guy. So every niece, every nephew, everybody that ever grew up, you know, they were always afraid of Uncle Nick.
I can't imagine.
So it's really, really happy. It really makes me happy. Mm-hmm. And I'm really, really pleased that, you know, this, like, little Amelie is, she's not afraid of Papaw. And we play together and go swimming together and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so it's really self-fulfilling, really. And, you know, I'm never around as much as I'd like to be.
Sure.
Because of the job, especially in season. But it's really a lot of fun to be a grandparent and, you know, have these new youngins in the family.
Sure, there's nothing like it. Coach, we've got a lot to talk about. Let's start off, though, with a general report card on the week. How's things been going and so forth?
Well, you know, it was a really good win for us last week. We did a lot of good things in the game. Special teams were really phenomenal in terms of 300 return yards, punt returns, kickoff returns, mm-hmm. Block punt for a touchdown. You know, offense ran the ball a little better than what we had in the past, and protected the quarterback really well and did a good job on third down. You know, the red zone wasn't great for us. You know, we were only 2 of 5 touchdowns down there. So that's something that we certainly need to work on and turn the ball over down there one time. And, you know, defensively, you know, we stopped the run better, even though it doesn't look that way statistically, because in college football, when the quarterback takes off running on a scramble, that goes on the rushing yard. So you never really see and truly how you're doing against the running plays, which we were a little bit better than. But we still, you know, had too many penalties and too many undisciplined type things. So the number one goal, you know, this week, you know, with our players has, you know, been to try to get guys to sort of respect discipline in terms of what they do so that they make better choices and decisions, you know, in the game. Obviously, you know, we've talked about this before. When you make emotional decisions, you usually don't make good ones. And you're not really able to do what you've been trained to do. All right, so you don't play the right technique. You don't make the right decision as to whether you hit a guy in the back or respond or react to something that he does to you. So we need to really get that cleaned up. I mean, to have 11 penalties in the game is, you know, really unacceptable. And then we have a guy that we're going to sit for a week because he had a retaliation penalty in the game.
Yeah.
Or was sit for half the game. So that's a little bit disappointing. So that's been a big point of emphasis. But, you know, Tennessee, you know, to me, I tell our players, you know, the first question you're going to get asked 20 years from now is, what was your record against Tennessee? Mm. And that's no disrespect to Auburn, because they're going to get asked that question too.
Sure.
Maybe before the other one. But, you know, both of them are, you know, real, really big games for our fans and the people who support the program and the tradition. You know, this rivalry is really something of significance. And, You know, if you think back to the 2009 game when they came in here with the same kind of team, same kind of record, we have a national championship team, and we have to block a field goal at the end of the game with however many seconds to win the game. So we didn't play very well that day. So hopefully our players can relate to those types of things and be motivated to, you know, play great against Tennessee, but play great because you want to play your best and be your best, and you're trying to improve as a player.
A philosophical question about the return game, the special teams. We see some teams across the country, wherever they are, if they're this side of the 20 or so, they're going to take a fair catch and they'll move the ball out. We've seen Alabama, of course, be very aggressive this past weekend and run anything back, even if it's 2 or 3 yards deep in the end zone. Is that a philosophical decision, or is it based strictly on the ability of the players that each individual coach has at his disposal?
No, I think it's a combination of both. I think that, we want to win in special teams. You know, we feel like, you know, every 100 yards of field position that's gained in special teams is worth 6 points. So we not only, and most people look at your special teams and they look at how your specialists are. You know, if you have a great punter and a great field goal kicker, they think you got great special teams. Well, we really have good special teams. You know, our specialists have not always executed as well as we'd like, and we're working to try to improve that, especially in the punting department. But, you know, we want our players to be motivated and say, if we get a kick that we can return, we're going to return it.
Sure.
All right, now, we don't say that we're going to return anything. And not a trade secret here, but, you know, where it says Alabama in the end zone, if you catch the ball in the letters, you're supposed to shut it down.
Gotcha.
All right, but if you catch it just beyond the goal line, which that's 2 or 3 yards deep, you know, we're running it out because we want our players to be aggressive in terms of getting the blocks and believing if they make the blocks, we're going to get the ball past the 25-yard line, which we did, what, 4 times last week or whatever.
Yeah.
So, and we just haven't been big on, I mean, even when we had the hands team in there at the end of the game, which is a perfect opportunity to fair catch. You know, our guys want to block the guys that come down and Dix takes the ball and runs it for, you know, 35 yards or whatever. So, you know, we look at it as an opportunity for players to make plays, and we get really frustrated when we don't get return opportunities. Like you asked me last week, you know, we've got a good punt returner.
Yep.
Right? And we do a pretty good job of clamping people on the line of scrimmage and stabbing, lagging them, and midpointing them down the field to finish blocks. And he gets the ball and he goes, and there's a lot of people getting blocked. Well, we don't get opportunities. You know, they rugby kick us and the ball hits 30 yards and rolls, and if you don't get a good hop, you're not going to get a return. Or the ball's kicked so short or sideways, you have to fair catch it. So, but I told you we'd get some opportunities return it, and we did, and you know, 152 yards worth, so that was good.
You knew what you were talking about, exactly. Coach Pee-wee joined us earlier in the show talking about basketball, but he is back to offer the first question on the phone to you this evening. Pee-wee, welcome back, sir. How are you?
Doing well.
So, Pee-wee, you coach in all sports now. You coach basketball, too?
Yeah, he was talking about he was discussing three-point shooting with Antoine Pettway.
I thought you were an offensive line guy.
I'm a fan, Coach.
That's good. We appreciate it.
Coach, you know, last week we probably played to date our best game on the offensive line. And I was just wondering, number one, what is Chris Owens' status? Will he be able to go if we need him this week? And how does the lineup of Evan and in our center in Deontay, how does that differ from when we have Evan in there or Chris in there instead of Deontay?
Right. Well, Chris has been able to practice this week, so he'll probably be available in this game, maybe in an emergency, you know, kind of an emergency basis or whatever. But I don't think he's practiced enough for us to say he should go in and start the game. We like the combination of guys that we played with last week. You know, Dickerson gives us a more powerful guy at center. Chris is probably a little more athletic and certainly has the knowledge and experience. Both guys are good communicators when it comes to making the calls on the line. So we feel fortunate to have two guys that can play winning football at that position. I think it also, when Deontay Brown plays, know, he's a much more powerful guy, all right, playing right guard. So now you have a, if you look in total, you have a more physical inside three, all right, which to me, when you run zone plays and those types of things, you want to be able to move the guys on the line of scrimmage. And when you have power guys, they can do that, and it displaces people, and it makes it harder for the linebackers to fit, you know, the runs.
Coach, you were asking or talking about communications. That leads me to our first question from the Nick Saban Show blog on AL.com. Jonathan in Tuscumbia says, hey, Coach, with so many younger players getting valuable playing time on defense, can you comment on the challenges of communication as you make in-game adjustments? Thank you, and Roll Tide.
Well, I think that communication is so vital on defense, and, you know, we always practice with noise. People that come to Thursday practice is really closed, but, you know, every now and then we let somebody in that supports the program or that we know or are friends of the program or whatever. But everybody that comes says, how can you function, you know, on Thursdays with the noise in this place?
Sure.
Because we always practice indoor on Thursday, and I mean, you cannot literally talk to the person next to you. No. And the reason for that is we want players to have to be able to communicate with hand signals and not be able to use anything in voice on offense or defense. And we do it every week, whether we play home or away. And when you take someone's ability to communicate away, the mental errors just go up dramatically. And what it creates is everybody has to be more responsible. Like, we want all of our players to know the signals. So when they look at the sidelines, whether you're playing offense and we have a sign up and then we signal the play or whatever, and the same thing on defense, we want everybody, all right, to know what the signals are.
Sure.
So you don't have to depend on somebody in practice telling you what to do, all right, which happens a lot, especially with young players. So this is one issue. Is pre-snap communication. This is whether we're playing before we ever get something that we have to adjust to that is really a problem with young players because they want to depend on somebody else to tell them what is the defense and help them with their responsibility, all right, which gives them security, but it's not the best way to play because sometimes you can't communicate. And then the second part of it is every week in the games, we get something that is completely different from what we practice with the players during the course of the week. And I've talked about this before. When you have really good understanding of the basic concepts and you understand the big picture, then it becomes pretty easy for you to be able to adapt the things, you know, in the game. Well, when you have freshmen playing and you have young players, they try to memorize what they do.
Sure, their job.
Their job, okay, but they don't understand the big picture. So now when you want to take a concept in the game and say, okay, they're doing this, we need to do that.
Sure.
They have a really, really hard time. All right, just like, okay, we can box, we can bunch, we can three-way, we can bingo, a three-man bunch, just those four things. We got about eight, but I have to start with those four. All right, so if we're in a game, and I say we're going to bingo the bunch, all right, and they do a different route that's not really hard to match,
right?
You know, with those three guys in a bunch and your guy's taking, you know, whether it's one stays one, you got this guy, and the guy on the point has first guy to the flat. Well, nobody runs the flat. He don't have anybody, so you're in trouble.
Yeah.
All right, so you got to go to something else. Well, I can do that with the DBs. You see me on the sidelines. I come over there with the DBs, and I'll just say, They're doing this, we're going to do this. Like last year, LSU was putting a formation into the boundary, right, because we thought they were going to run the ball. We were checking the three deep zone, so they'd motion the guy to the field and run diagonal curl, which is a three deep killer. So I just said, that's called laser. I said, we're going to lasso, so you run across, and we're going to play cut, and they won't have that play anymore. So I can just go to the DBs and do that like that, and we're done. It's done. So then that play never showed up anymore after you do it.
Sure.
All right, so when these young guys, you tell them to do something like that, and they look at you literally, like you just told them somebody went down.
Deer in the headlights.
Oh, man, it is. So it is more difficult to make adjustments because of the inexperience, and you just can't coach experience. These guys are really working hard. They really try hard. they're really dedicated to knowing and trying to prepare for the game. But, you know, they don't have the background and the knowledge and experience to be able to adapt and adjust sometimes.
But the good thing is the freshmen become sophomores and so on and so on, and they get a whole heck of a lot better. Jonathan, thank you for your call or for your question on the blog. We're going to break away and take care of some business right here. We'll come right back. More of your questions for the coach. We're also joined by Charlie Potter from Bama Online, our special media guest. You're listening to the Nick Saban Show on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
At Alpha Insurance, our goal is to be your MVP, providing you with the most valuable protection. That means saving you money on home, car, and life insurance, and providing championship service from a helpful hometown team. Call Alpha for your insurance needs today, and let us show you why we consistently rank among the top insurance companies in the Southeast for customer satisfaction.
The Walk of Champions, Denny Chimes, the Million Dollar Band. At Alabama, traditions run deep. Ford has a tradition too, building rugged, dependable trucks, including Ranger, with Ford Co-Pilot 360 technology. Available driver assist features that give you the confidence to navigate crowded roads. You know, like Tuscaloosa on game day. See your local Ford dealer, proud sponsor of Alabama football. Driver assist features are supplemental. Do not replace the driver's attention, judgment, and the need to control the vehicle.
The Cooper Discoverer AT3, our most trusted truck tire, is now better than ever and available in three new models. The 4S, the LT, and the XLT. They're designed for the reliability and durability to find adventure beyond the pavement. And we've backed these durable tires with a Cooper mileage warranty of up to 65,000 miles. Learn more about the reliable Discoverer AT3 family of tires at coopertire.com. Count on Cooper.
Best tailgate? It's gotta be burgers.
And an ice cold Coke.
Real football. Y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
It subs.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No. Seven layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
It's tailgate 101.
Gary Rutledge rolls out, fakes once, pops, looks. He is throwing long to Wayne Wheeler. He's out of the open at the 45, to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, the 5, an 80-yard touchdown play on the opening gun. And how about that? Listen to it.
Alabama at their own 20-yard line. Here is the give to Wilbur Jackson. Jackson circling into the 25, the 30.
As part of the history of the Alabama-Tennessee series, 1973, Wayne Wheeler's 80-yard reception from Gary Rutledge and Wilbur Jackson's 80-yard run as Bama won 42-21. Hey, folks, by the way, I don't know if you've seen this today, Bryant-Denny Stadium is now sensory inclusive for those with sensory needs like PTSD, autism, dementia, just to name a few. If lights and sounds bother you, our staff here at the University of Alabama and at Bryant-Denny Stadium has been trained by Culture City to assist you. There's all sorts of sensory equipment, sensory bags that are going to be available at Bryant-Denny Stadium this weekend. On the lower level, the ground floor near the first aid room behind Section K. On the upper level concourse near Section SS10, and also on the upper level concourse near Section NN11. So those of you who are dealing with PTSD, autism, dementia, just to name a few, folks at Bryant-Denny Stadium and the University of Alabama are trained and ready to help you whenever the need arises, because you are as important as anyone to the University of Alabama, so we thank you and wanted to make you aware of that. Also, we want to let you know that the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration's National Prescription Drive to Take Back Drugs is Saturday, October the 26th. from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. to find a collection site near you, please visit DEATakeback.com. I can't help but noticing, Coach, you ran into our friends from Hawaii who are sitting right here in front of us. Over here to our left is our group from Bridgeport, Pennsylvania. Johnny, Nicola, and Joe, and Terry, and the whole bunch. There's something about Alabama. You got folks from Pennsylvania. I met folks from Minnesota here. Our visitors from Hawaii. It's nice to have that kind of support.
It sure is, and we certainly appreciate them coming. And I was just telling them that we had Peter Kim and two other guys from Hawaii, at practice today. So
Did you?
He was a former kicker.
Sure.
Here. Johnny, how you guys doing?
You're talking
good,
to Johnny
good.
Nicola.
Great to have you.
Yeah. Peter Kim, a very successful kicker, and then a hugely successful businessman in the food industry out in the Hawaiian Islands. Let's go back to Charlie Potter with a question. Charlie?
I just wanted to ask you about Saturday's schedule. With it being a late game, your first this season, what exactly do the players do from the time they wake up, from the time you guys ride to the stadium? Are they allowed to watch games? What's their schedule like?
Well, basically, when we play a night game, we always start on Friday night a little bit different. Normally if we play a day game on Friday night, we're at 8:30 to about 9:30. We have meetings, we have one reel, we do tips and reminder sheets and go over, those things. And then on Saturday, day of the game, 20 minutes before we go on the bus to go, we go through a walkthrough. So we don't really have a meeting. But if we play at night, what we do is we go to the movie on Friday night, and then we only have about a 20-minute meeting, and then we have about a 40-minute of that meeting on Saturday after our first meal. So we'll eat breakfast, let's say, at 10 or 10:30. We go for a walk, then we have a meeting. Then we have pregame meal, 8 o'clock game, it'll be 4 o'clock. All right, so, and then the time in between, other than that extra meeting, we don't really, the players are not allowed to leave the hotel or anything like that, but we don't say you can't watch a game, you can't do this, you can't do that. I mean, guys got to manage themselves and get themselves ready for the game to some degree, and we usually don't have many issues relative to that time. Players are really pretty locked in.
Let's take another phone call from San Diego, California. Greg is joining us on the phone. Hello, Greg. Good evening.
Hi, Mr. Gold. First, Coach, I'd like to give you a compliment and say I hope someday ESPN does a story about you and Miss Terry's influence on these children, these kids off the field. No doubt you're dedicated to helping them off the field. So thank you for those contributions.
I appreciate that.
Yes,
That's
sir.
Really
the
why
question
we do
I have.
What we do. Go ahead, ask your question.
Out here in California, they're already talking about the LSU game. And my question to you is, inside the Malmore complex, you're focused on the Bama way. Are you keeping the kids focused? Or what's happening different this year than maybe last year when it seems like things got away from you at this point in the season as we headed towards Clemson?
Well, I think that a lot of things sort of influence that. I think that, young people in this day and age are very influenced by external factors. I always try to emphasize with our players, you can't really do what you feel like doing. You got to choose to do the things that you need to do to be successful. And it takes a lot of discipline to do that. And it's the same way with trying to go through the season. As you go through the season, I haven't counted up the practices, but about this time of the season, the players start getting a little bit bored with practice. They sit bored in meetings. You're going over the same thing. You're doing the same drills. On Tuesday, you have pretty much the same practice. On Wednesday, you have pretty much the same practice. So you really have to get them to stay focused and pay attention to detail, because what happens is they start creating bad habits because they're not focused in practice. So, I even talked to Tua this week about that. I said, look, this first time I saw you all season, not have your feet set exactly right when you threw the ball, and the ball died on you a couple times. And he ended up being a little bit off. All right, so it's just little things like that. And it's not just him. It's just obvious when the quarterback does it. But the defensive backs don't use the right footwork to cover a guy or whatever it is, or linebackers don't adjust correctly to their gaps. So all these little things take a lot of mental energy and focus. Well, I call it rat poison. And you've heard that before, and I talked about it after the A&M game this time because I remember sitting in that same seat 2 years ago talking about it then. But You know, when people put on the internet that a guy's a first-round draft pick, and people talk about you being the number one team in the country, and they talk about scoring 50 points a game, and that's all you hear, you know, cognitively, it affects you. I mean, you hear it over and over and over and over. It affects you. All right, so, you know, we're trying to get players to understand that those things do not, the media, what the media says, even though it's an important part of, you know, our business in terms of, we're in the entertainment business, so what they do is very important. But what they say does not necessarily have value. You know, the media never drafted a player. So if they say you're a first-round draft pick, that doesn't mean anything. The media has never drafted a player, not one player. In fact, when I was a coach at Miami, we used to feed the media misinformation because we didn't want anybody to know who we were going to draft. All right, so we would let them know that we really liked this guy when we really weren't going to draft him.
Interesting.
Does that make sense?
Perfect sense.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, because if you're picking 16th, you don't want the team that's picking 15th to know who you're going to pick.
Sure.
I mean, and these things are so simple, and they shouldn't be very difficult to understand. And we have had players in our program, and I'm not going to mention any names, that have been sort of middle-of-the-road draft picks, and by having a great senior year, they catapulted themselves to be a first-round pick. We have had players who thought they were first-round picks. Mm-hmm. And the media even said they were first-round picks. That became fifth-round picks and third-round picks. All right, so this basically doesn't mean anything. And I don't think that any player should be at all affected because I would bet you that most NFL teams have some players that will get drafted high that aren't even on their draft board yet because they haven't done the work on them. And they have other guys that were drafted high that are moving down on the board because they do work on them and find out things. So there's only one thing that matters. Keep performing. Create value for yourself by doing the right things. Play good. The one thing that you can control is how you play. That's the one thing that you can control. You really can't control what the media says. You really can't control what anybody else thinks. But you can control what you do by making the right choices and decisions and doing the right things and create value for yourself. And then decide when the season's over, what is the best thing for me to do? And it's the same thing with you're only as good as your last play when you're a player or you're a team. All right, so all you have to do is lose one game, like Georgia, South Carolina. All right, I mean, we got a similar game this week. All right, Tennessee coming here. All right, they're going to be underdogs and all that. We have to play well. All right, you can't not play well and then another team play pretty well and they're in the game and then all of a sudden something happens and you end up, you know, something bad happens.
Yeah.
So you have to make the choices and decisions that you're going to do the right things so that you can be the best version of yourself when you come to the competition. And it doesn't really matter who you play. All right, so we're not talking about the LSU game. We talk about the game that we have this week. But we do talk about, are we playing as a team well enough to beat the best teams that we play? And LSU is certainly going to be one of those teams. I can promise you that. Auburn will be too. All right, and we're going to play every game, one game at a time. If you get in the SEC championship game, you're going to play one of the best teams. And I guarantee if you get in the playoffs, you're going to play one of the best teams. So are we playing well enough as a team to be able to beat those teams? And that's what I keep harping on with our players, you know, about the penalties and getting stopped three times in a row in the red zone and kicking two field goals and throwing an interception and giving all these teams these opportunities with these penalties that – you know, making mental errors on defense that allows people to have big plays. I mean, you give good teams all those opportunities, they're going to take advantage of it. It's going to be hard to overcome. So we can correct them now and make the choices and decisions to correct them now. All right, so – or you can choose to just have fun. We'll go have fun. Let's go have fun. You got a choice. You want to have fun or you want to win?
I'd rather win.
Me too.
Thank you very much. Definitely. We're going to come right back. We've got more with the coach. Greg, thank you for your question from San Diego. We're back in just a moment as you're listening to the Nick Saban Show, proudly supported by Alpha Insurance. Visit alphainsurance.com and find a local agent for auto, home, and life insurance. Call Alpha. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light. Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch. St. Louis, Missouri.
In the military, you wear camouflage. But try this color, too. Crimson. It's the color of the University of Alabama. Military personnel, veterans, and their families can earn a college degree online from Alabama. Take courses and have access to tutors, career advisors, and libraries wherever you are. A degree from Alabama is respected wherever you go. Visit bamabydistance.ua.edu. That's bamabydistance.ua.edu.
Hey, y'all, it's Marty Smith with Academy Sports and Outdoors. In SEC country, Saturdays only mean one thing. And for SEC fans, Academy Sports and Outdoors is the only place to gear up for the season. They've got gear for everyone. Shirts and jerseys, grills and smokers, drinkware and coolers. It's all here. Your team may not always get the win, but you can always win the tailgate every single time. Don't wait for the season to kick off. Shop now at your store or academy.com.
Tailgating was invented in the South. Football fans gathering in a parking lot before the big game to share their favorite dishes with friends. At Jack's, we want to keep that tradition going. From hand-bred chicken fingers and fried chicken to delicious sides and scratch-made biscuits, Jack's has all the ingredients to make your next tailgate legendary. Football is just better with Jack's. So order ahead at eatatjacks.com and score big this season. Jack's, all about the South.
At the 8-yard line, that's a 7-yard pickup, and Alabama, again, it wants to go without the huddle. Third down, 3 yards to go. Stabler keeps himself. Stabler to the outside. Stabler scores!
The legendary John Forney behind the microphone in 1967. That was the run in the mud as Alabama went on to win 24-13. Welcome back to the Nick Saban Show. Hey, folks, you can join us here every week at Baumhauer's Victory Grill for your chance to win the Alumni Hall Item of the Week. Each week, we'll be featuring an officially licensed Crimson Tide gift courtesy of Alumni Hall. Shop Alumni Hall for all of your Bama gear. At Alumni Hall, the selection is unbeatable. So shop the Tuscaloosa, Birmingham, or Huntsville locations or online at alumnihall.com. And tonight, a Crimson number 17 jersey being given away. And Terry Ressler is the winner. Terry Ressler has won the jersey from Alumni Hall. Our congratulations to Terry. If you'd like to join us on the phones, our lines are open at toll-free, 877-202-BAMA. That's 877-202-BAMA, the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. We're spending time with Coach Nick Saban and Charlie Potter from Bama Online, who writes and has been writing for that outlet since 2014. And what do you see as the key to this ball game this weekend? What have you been concentrating on in your columns and so on?
Yeah, I mean, I think first and foremost they have to cut back on the penalties. You know, double-digit penalties three times this season. That can affect you. And then I think defensively, just getting off the field. That's been kind of the MO. You know, having teams extend drives and things like that. I think if Alabama's defense can, you know, string together some three and outs, they'll be in pretty good shape.
Hey, folks, I don't know if you saw it this week, but some great news. A dozen Alabama athletic teams have scored 91 or better in the latest NCAA graduation success rates. Those numbers came out on Wednesday, just yesterday, and included in there, of course, the men's basketball team. So many teams as Alabama again far exceeds the standards for the nation, the football team, ranking third in the conference. That's the 11th year in a row that the Tide football team has ranked in the top four in the Southeastern Conference. Men's basketball, Alabama also getting perfect scores in men's golf, women's golf, gymnastics, women's swimming and diving, and women's tennis. All of that part of the success. And we'll have the coach join us here in a second again, and I know he'll be proud to talk about that. That's part that oftentimes gets overlooked, Charlie, but the numbers in the classroom for Bama have been outstanding over the years.
Yeah. You look at it, I think the football team's ranked third
in the SEC. Yeah.
There's some great academic programs out there in the league, and to be, you know, just behind, I'm assuming, programs like Vanderbilt, maybe
sure.
Texas A&M. That's a big accomplishment.
Yeah, Coach Saban, Coach, we were talking while you were visiting with the fans about the dozen Alabama athletic teams that ranked 91 or better, the score of 91 or better in the NCAA graduation success rates, including your football team, third best in the Southeastern Conference. Congratulations.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. You know, that's something that we're really proud of, that we really try to emphasize with our players, that, you know, they're coming to college to prepare themselves for the day they can't play football.
Yeah.
So that they're developing a career off the field. And, you know, the one thing, even though we're proud of the fact that we're third, is we've had like 35 guys go out for the draft in the last, I'm going to say, 8 years that would have graduated on time or in 3.5 years before time if they would not have gone out for the draft.
Right.
And only maybe 3 or 4 of those guys have graduated. So if you couldn't go out for the draft, because we've had more guys go out early for the draft than all these other teams.
Sure, put together.
We would be number one.
Yeah, exactly.
We would be number one based on facts, not based on if it might have happened. It would have happened. You know, guys like Minka, who needs like 17 credits or something to graduate, 19, I think. Ronnie Harrison might need, you know, 20 or 24 or something like that. So those guys all would have graduated in 3.5 years. Minka would have graduated in 3 years.
That would have shot your score through the roof.
Yeah, and I mean, but I can go on and on and on with a whole bunch of guys. That,
sure.
And they probably will come back and graduate. But you still get affected by that based on this 5- and 6-year deal.
Mm-hmm. Charlie, what else is on your mind?
Yeah, just kind of sticking with the former players. I know you talk a lot about how much you enjoy seeing them come back to town and being around the program. I know back before the season, whenever you're rehabbing your hip, I think Julio was with you during that. Just what was that like going through that rehab process with him for a couple of days?
Well, you know, I mean, for me, I just love all those players, you know, and I like being around them. I like when they come back. It makes me feel good that they want to come back, you know, that they have memories and things that they accomplished when they're here, when they were here, that they're very proud of. They have relationships that are important to them at the university. I mean, I think that's what tradition is really all about. So we're always just excited, you know, when the guys can come back. And I love to talk to these guys, and I love to hear their opinions about things, and I love to hear what they have to say, because sometimes it affects, you know, maybe something that we should change, you know, because of their perspective of having been in the program, having played in the NFL and all those types of things. So, like, I had a sit-down conversation with Rolando McClain, you know, the other day, and he was just trying to come up with some helpful way to be able to help the young linebackers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he was, you know, just wanting to be helpful. You know, so I really appreciate the fact that those guys feel a part of the program, that we're here for them if they need us, and that they're proud that they've been here. And, you know, for the players that are on the team now, and I say this sometimes to them, you know, if you're not doing your best to be your best off the field, on the field, in the classroom, then you're letting all those 12 years of guys that have been here before you, who created an expectation for when people say Alabama's on TV or Alabama's coming out, this is what you expect. This is what you expect. This is the kind of discipline you expect. This is the kind of performance and effort that's what those guys did. So you're letting all them guys down if you can't do that in that way, because that's the standard that they set. That's what they established, and they're responsible for that. And, you know, the guys that came here like Julio, you ask about Julio. I mean, I have so much respect for Julio, Mark Barron. You know, all those guys came here when we were horrible. We weren't bad. We were horrible. That's worse than bad, you know, when we first came here. And we had five player starters, you know, first year, suspended, you know, all kinds of discipline problems and more guys that should have got suspended. And those guys came here when we were 6-6.
Yep.
So I especially have a lot of respect for them because they believed in trying to create something special that wasn't here. You know, a lot of the guys that come here now come here because Alabama is what it is, and we're proud of what it is, and we're glad that they do, but those guys build it.
By the way, I don't know if you had a chance to see it. Maybe somebody told you about it. When Dre Kirkpatrick got hurt this past weekend for the Bengals and everybody's huddled around him, he was hurt fairly badly. The one guy from the Baltimore Ravens who was right there by his side on his knees was Mark Ingram. And they said, hey, he's my man from Alabama. They talked to Mark after the game. It was quite a shot of Dre. I mean, he was hurt badly. And there was Mark on his knees right there beside his old teammate.
Yeah, that's really special.
It really was. It was very, very special. We're going to come right back, Coach. We've got more of the show right around the corner. We're spending time with Coach Nick Saban and Charlie Potter of Bama Online here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll hundo pee always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert. Probably okay, I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
Warm fleece on a cold day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
This is for the win, folks. 4 seconds to go. 37 yards. A 47-yard field goal. The spot is there. The kick is up. The kick is straight. The kick is good. Alabama wins. Alabama has defeated the Tennessee Volunteers by a final of 9-6 here at Neyland Stadium. And they are just going wild in the crimson and white cheering section. It is pandemonium.
Daniel Lincoln from 45 yards out to win it for the Volunteers. The snap. The spot.
It's blocked by Alabama.
The Crimson Tide wins. The Crimson Tide wins. Terrence Cody, for the second time, I believe, got a piece of that one. The Crimson Tide wins, and Bama remains undefeated. And that, of course, goes on to lead Alabama towards a national championship. You know, I guess you maybe have done some research, Charlie. I don't know, but I don't know how many series, certainly the Auburn series, but how many big plays in Alabama school history have come in the Tennessee series.
Yeah, you're right. There are a lot of them. And that one that was just playing, it comes to mind. A lot of 10-year anniversary of that. I think Coach Saban was asked about it earlier in the week.
Yep.
And I think a lot of people remember where they were and what they were doing when that one happened.
No doubt about it. Time certainly flies. And it has been 10 years. And Terrence Cody coming up with two big blocks that day. Don't forget, folks, coming up this weekend, it is the Tide and the Tennessee Volunteers. Our coverage on Saturday will begin at 5 o'clock in the afternoon with our kickoff at 10 minutes after 8. And, Coach, this hour has absolutely flown right by. We're already up to your final word for the evening, presented by Mercedes-Benz. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
I think this is a time of the year where everybody needs to sort of I hate to use the term, get your piss hot about the season and what we want to try to accomplish this year. I mean, that's an old locker room saying that I hate to offend anybody with, but I think it goes for the fans. Everybody's a part of the team. I talk about how this time of the year gets a little bit difficult for people to persevere. Everybody's hurt up. Some guys kind of think, well, Coach, I'm not 100%, man. I don't know. I said, well, nobody's 100% now. I mean, this is an opportunity for you to show that you have toughness and you can overcome adversity and you can persevere through things. But I think that's important that this is the time of the year when I think people show great excitement for our team. It really elevates their ability to sort of transcend some of those difficulties that they're going through, if that makes any sense. And I think it's really important to them. I think that emotional stimulation of having a great stadium, and this is going to be our first night game, and it's against Tennessee. I mean, to have a great stadium and great enthusiasm, we'll have lots of recruits there, will really inspire our players. And I want that to happen for the rest of the year, because this is a big game, and this is a team that is young in some spots and very mature in others. So it's like having a family where you have an 18-year-old and a 3-year-old. I mean, it takes different kind of sort of stimulation to make both parties work well. And I think that's what we go through with our team. But there's one common denominator. If they know they have great support and great enthusiasm, I think that can be very inspiring to all of us. And we would appreciate it if our fans really do a great job for us in this game.
Definitely so. Well, listen, thank you as always for your time. And again, congratulations to you, to Miss Terry, to the whole family on the impending grandchild number 2. That's wonderful, wonderful news.
I appreciate that. We appreciate that from everybody.
Definitely. Coach, thanks so much. Coach Nick Saban with us. And a final thought from Charlie Potter of Bama Online as you get set what do you do as far as personality pieces? A lot of folks, a lot of people are, like me, you still pick up a newspaper. Some folks don't go online. Does 24/7 Sports, and in particular Bama Online, have personality pieces in addition to game reports, injury updates, and so on?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's one of my favorite things to do, because the day-to-day, the news, it's plug and play, basically. You know what to do. It's kind of second nature, but going, doing a deep dive and really learning about these players, I think, is my favorite thing. Last week I talked to Xavier McKinney and talked to him about how he's an artist, how he draws all of his own tattoos, and he's just a very self-expressive person. I think finding out those things, that's the coolest part about this job.
And you have 100 guys on the ball club, you got 100 different stories.
That is true. It's tough to tell them all, but and whenever you get a chance, you can sit down with these guys and maybe talk to their family a little bit. It's always a good experience.
Well, listen, thank you so much for being here this evening. It's great having you on the show, and I dare say we'll have you on again down the road. So all the best to you.
All right. Thanks, Eli. Thanks
good
for having
me. Good to see you. Charlie Potter from Bama Online, part of the 24/7 Sports Network. We're coming right back to put a ribbon on this evening's show, so don't you go away. You've been listening to the Nick Saban Show. We continue after this on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P. always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now.
There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.
At Alabama, it's all about hard work, commitment, and of course, championships. At Golden Flake, we focus on the simple southern goodness of flavorful snacks and champion chips. So grab your favorite bag of Golden Flake snacks, because when you tailgate with Golden Flake, you're taking part in an Alabama football tradition. So pick up your favorite Golden Flake potato chips, pork skins, cheese puffs, or our great-for-dipping tortillas, and let the game begin. Golden Flake, the official chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Make University Mall part of your football game day game plan. Avoid all the traffic close to campus and take the Tuscaloosa Charter Tide Ride from University Mall to Bryant-Denny and back for just $10. And while you're at University Mall, enjoy great shopping, dining, great selection of Bama fan gear, and a special Crimson Weekend savings. We're West Alabama's in place to shop for over 30 years. University Mall, come see us.
We are back, and now it's time for What's on Tap for the Crimson Tide. It's presented by Bud Light. Saturdays are better with a crisp Bud Light at your tailgate. Keep it crisp, Alabama, and please drink responsibly. What's on Tap for Bama? Well, of course, the Tide returns to action Saturday night. It is an 8:10 kickoff, 8:10 at Bryant-Denny Stadium against the Tennessee Volunteers. Our coverage on the third Saturday of October will begin at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Kickoff again is at 10 after 8. That's this Saturday here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network for the Alabama Crimson Tide and the Tennessee Volunteers. Of course, our pregame show, weather permitting, will be right outside Bryant-Denny Stadium at the corner of Wallace Wade and University. If you're in the area, come on by and join us. We'll be there starting at 5 o'clock on Saturday. But a big show tonight. The coach is in a great mood. That was obvious, and we told some great stories. We hope you enjoyed. That does it for Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show. And a big thank you to all the folks here at Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa, the official watch party location for the Alabama Crimson Tide. It was nice having Charlie Potter along with us from Bama Online. Our opening guests in the first half hour, assistant coaches Antoine Petway and Tiffany Coppedge from the men's and women's basketball teams. They've got their big tip-off gathering tomorrow at Coleman Coliseum starting at 7, presented by the Soup Store. Our engineer-producer here, Tom Stipe, Jerry Kelly, our studio engineer. We'll talk to you Saturday, 5 o'clock from Bryant-Denny Stadium. Good night and roll tide.
Live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa, this has been Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show, presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Hey Coach is also brought to you by Ford. For great offers on F-150, see your local Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of the Crimson Tide. Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Coca-Cola, share a Coke. Chick-fil-A, the Chick-fil-A restaurants in Alabama are proud partners of the Crimson Tide. Toyota, visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. And by Bud Light. This football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Crimson Tide Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.